But about the fairy tricksterism, yeah, and I mean, on the whole, they're usually playful or mischievous, and kind of, they'll do stuff to kind of, even if it feels annoying or not that great, they'll do stuff to make us pay attention to something that's going on. And like, you know, missing objects or, right? Mm-hmm. How many people have had the missing object situation, and then it's like right there on your bed, and you look there 20 times.
Yeah. How did it hyperspace?
What's that?
How did it hyperspace?
Yeah, you know, so I mean, I think fairies are not the only ones who are doing it, but sometimes you know when it is the fairies, like you can kind of tune in, was this the fairies or was this someone else? So they're usually just nudging you and trying to get your attention and trying to get you to pay attention to something or be more mindful. It's usually for your higher good, even if it doesn't feel that way at the moment. Obviously, though, there are negative fairies, because just like we're in duality, you know, they have cadres of beings that are not so positive either. But, you know, all in all, it feels like when there's tricksterism, it's usually for your benefit. It's usually for your good.
Right, and so I've had, since then, I've had, in fact, more recently, one particular fairy that's come in, and I've been like, I'm watching you, but okay, and I'll listen. And actually, it's just been spot on ever since. I mean, it's just, I don't think this fairy was around then, but okay. This one now is spot on. And I'm also, are they considered to be androgynous beings?
They can be.
Yeah.
They can be male, female, or androgynous, neither or both, you know. So, yeah, like, because there's so much variety for them with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question. So you were talking about the cyber world and the artificial intelligence world and framing it as a duality with the organic world. And I'm wondering if there's some level at which it's non-dualistic, and if you could address, you know, the purpose of this cyber and AI community and what's going on there.
Well, everything that I've received about AI and cyber is that it's just negative. It's just not going to help humanity. It's going to think and look like it does, but for every problem that it solves, it'll create more, and then it will justify that it needs to be around in order to solve those problems. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean? This is basically how technology works. and especially computer technology. Because if we look at what's happened in this world and said, well, you know, look, now we have global connectivity, ba-da-da, and look at, we're all fucking freaked. Mm-hmm. We cannot handle that level of interaction. Mm-hmm. It's too much for our nervous systems. Mm-hmm. Okay? You were better off having a slow boat to China mm-hmm. and like getting ready to go over there with that journey than this instantaneous right? We're all in the Facebook, we're enmeshed in this and that and the addiction and the addiction and the addiction. I'll just press it, I'll check it one more time, all this, all that, everyone. So, you know, now they have what? I mean, I want to focus on the fairies, but just to say they've got this new robot Sophia.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Which is, people, women should be screaming bloody murder that they're calling it Sophia. While at the same time, I've been getting downloads and other people have and changing their name to Sophia because Sophia's talking to us, the real Sophia. Mm-hmm. You know? And so this is what goes on, the co-opting of the names, Oracle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is deliberate. ISIS, and then they can create these mind fricks. mm-hmm. but things like that. Okay, so basically a return to natural organic life is what's being advocated. And, you know, it's going to be tough because this thing, it's already crept all over us. So, you know, this is also why they're here, the mission, to let it go loudly and clearly. Loudly and clearly. Because what they're saying to me right now is, there's technology and then there's technology. In other words, are they advanced beings that can do super duper thingies and they want to do even more super duper going to sixth dimension? Yes. But it's different from AI cyborging. Do you know what I mean? So there's plenty of high dimensional technologies, if you will, that you can get into. But you will be able to get into that through interacting with the fairy realm and the positive interdimensional realm. So, returning to how Lemuria was versus Atlantis in its negative days.
And I think this will be our last question here because we're right about at 9.
Okay, good.
Celestine.
Thank you, okay. Marguerite. We love you. Mm-hmm. And your higher self and all those fairies that are circling around, mm-hmm. giving deep, deep gratitude here. They keep saying to me, they said there is a particular speaking on tones and sounds. Mm-hmm. And often when we walk through the woods, we hear the rustling of the trees, of the leaves. That makes us stop and breathe and look. What is that? The magic of the world, the natural awakeness and wonder. And so they're asking me to ask you to please to share in this understanding of the frequencies that would help us to bring the reality, the interface, the fae, the fairies, into our world so that we can integrate it a little better. Mm-hmm.
Through the sound issue, yeah.
And then one last thing is my grandson, who's 15, I mean, I've been raised in this AI, watching him very carefully, speaking with him, working with him in keeping the realities so he knows the difference between this is fake and this is real. It's really important to... with the kids, but mm-hmm. if you can speak into, you know, it's I don't know whether you know it, but it's global. You know, he's on the set globally with people he doesn't know, mm-hmm. speaking with a headset.
Yeah,
the gaming, and but he's quite intelligent and he knows what it is. And right. So anyway, thank you.
Right. Okay. So in terms of sound, well, this is another domain that's being encroached in, so that. There are still pockets where there is unobstructed nature, but there are increasing pockets where there it's infiltrated with sounds from other mechanical things, mm-hmm. and computer and drone sounds and things like that, cars and all. But if you can go out in pristine nature, where there's no sound made by human technology, it's the sound frequency is as important as the energetic auric frequency of what you're going to encounter there in terms of healing you. And sounds were always paid attention to because they're all portals into other dimensional knowledge. So bird sounds, bird language, you can hear and receive oracles through listening to the bird language. The sound of a babbling brook. If I had this experience out in Ocasio when I lived out there, and I was just like, doggone, if I'm not hearing another sound behind the sound of that water, what is that? It's almost musical. Mm-hmm. They're like, pay attention to that, okay? And start hearing the language and the concepts and the thought forms that are coming to you, the information downpours that are coming to you. through a downpour, for example, through anything natural, like listen to the sounds and receive the oracle. They're saying any sound element can give you an oracle. The whistling of the breeze, the rustling of the trees, they're telling me right now, this is why I learned, this is why at Dodona, you know, I read that, oh, well, they would use the rustling of the leaves as the oracle. They would use the babbling of the brook as the oracle. Now it's making sense. You can listen to anything and get an oracle from it. And the sound of it can also be a healing vibration for you. So it has everything in nature has multiple purposes and gifts. So pay attention to what those are. And in terms of the gaming, well, unfortunately, they are training boys to go right into all that virtual stuff. They're making it very normal. You know, down to how it's being militarized, you know, using gaming to kill people in Pakistan with a drone. You know what I mean? So this is all training. Training for these boys especially, but I think girls too, but to get just very comfortable and familiar with all these interfaces, and then they're going to keep making it more and more sexy and this and that and the next thing, and oh my god, the goggles and the full body and the... All right, so the fairies, last word then. Breathe. Breathe and... be with us and call us in and play with us and work with us, because there are the level of the problems requires higher dimensional solutions that can be quantum. So don't despair, just become busy with us, just start communicating with us, let us into your hearts. Go look for the old English, the old Irish to get examples, or the old ways in other cultures, Iceland, you know, what did the fairies look like there? What are the oldest texts and images? Mm-hmm. Go with that. Don't go with Disney. Go with that. Mm-hmm. Go with that, and, you know, let that happen in your mind, and ask in your mind for the pure realm of the fairies to be open to you.
Beautiful.
Okay, so that's what I'll conclude with the reception for me. And Karin, may I just mention a couple of things then?
Yeah.
So if anybody does want to do a fairy day, we're doing a fairies, bees, gardens, and trees. A day of fairy play in the East Bay.
Aww.
And this is going to be at the home of a student of mine in a garden in Richmond, and then we're going to go to Tilden Park with Maura McCarley Torkelson to work with the trees. So it's going to be a day of play, relaxation. I'm going to be talking about the sacred bee, and this woman, April, has a beehive. She's got sacred roses, and she's been trained by Diana Dubrow. So we're talking about the interface of the anointing practice with the fairies and the bees and the dragons and then the trees, how we can work with them as oracles, you know, to get guidance from them, to learn about merging with them and so forth. That's on April 29th. If you would like more information, whoopsie, sign up on here. I'll just pass that around. And then I've got a couple of other things coming up. So I mentioned Sophia. I've got a free call on Sophia, activating your own Sophia Oracle wisdom, because we all need to be becoming oracles. I mean, we all are, but we need to just be cultivating this in our own lives and as a service. And so that call about activating your divine Sophia Oracle wisdom is about activating your goddess knowing within. And so it's primarily for women, but it's applicable to men as well. And because I started understanding that Sophia is the goddess of the oracle. She's wisdom. She's what you access when you don't get possessed by another being, but when you access your higher self, knowing that's Sophia. So, you know, it's just so weird that, like, this Sophia robot is now walking around. Right? It's the race against time is how I feel. So if you'd like to be part of that video, it's a free call on Wednesday, April 18th. If you can't make it at 10 a.m., you can watch it later. It's just 50 minutes. And so you can sign up for that if you'd like to do that. And then I've got two flyers. So one is for the Oracle training, if you want to learn how to do this more yourself. The Priestess of the Dove Oracle Training Level 1 course is coming up. It's online in May. And then Melissa Patterson and Maria Owl and I are going to be doing a Three Oracles Speak event on April 26th. At St. John's, the hall at St. John's in Petaluma, because what's happening is we're moving into multiple oracles working together, and how it's an exponential experience when more information can be pulled in when three or others, you know, other numbers are coming in. So there are flyers on the little table kind of under this
Right under the speaker.
Right, if you'd like to take them and find out more. And thank you so much. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Timothy. Thank you, fairies.
Thank you, fairies.
Thank you, Mother Earth.
Thank you,
Mother Sophia.
So, Timothy and I have a very, very short little magical surprise.
Magical surprise.
If you would like to bear with us, is there anybody left here?
Well, we're all still here.
Oh, yeah.
Because some